Greetings and welcome to episode number 6 in the series The Elements and Life, the Ether Element. The Ether Element is the essence of emptiness. It is the space the other elements fill. It is subtle. Ether is everywhere. It is omnipresent. It is spirit. Within any aspect of creation, ether is found. Ether is divine source. Divine elements manifest themselves as subtle elements, which manifest as gross elements. The Creator made the world of the 5 gross elements from the divine elements. Mother Earth is a combination of all the elements. When an individual soul moves from divine source, the individual soul is filled with the element of divinity or prime ether. Divine ether is considered to be the closest to godhood which an individual in the soul body can ever get to. The ether element is associated with the direction of the center. It harnesses all the other directions. It's associated with unification, change, magic, transformation, alchemy, and divinity. The ether element is infinity, timeless, and spaceless. Usually, the colors associated with the ether element are white, black, and purple, but ether is in every color. Ether is associated with all animals, all trees, all plants, all herbs, all crystals and minerals, because ether is everywhere. The symbol of the ether element is the spiral, which represents infinity. The 5 elements air, fire, water, earth, and ether makes up our bodies. These 5 elements have gotten polluted and filled with negativity. This is why our emotional, physical, and mental states are affected. Our physical 5 elemental body thrives on the 5 elements in our world, which thrives on the elements in the subtle world. When these root elements are contaminated, we as humans move further away from our real source, our true identity. First comes your thought. Your thought gives rise to your intent or feelings. Your intent or feelings convert into your efforts. Your efforts turn into your attitude. Your attitudes turn into your actions, and your actions lead to your patterns of habits, and your habits become your personality. This is why it is important that we take care of our energy thoughts and feelings so we can strengthen the one core element which is the most pivotal, the element of spirit, the void, the silence, the element of divinity. We must move deeper into a state of silence, as silence strengthens the element of divinity within us and begins to fortify and nourish the 4 other elements, giving them strength. As we tap into silence, we tap into the subtle elements which lead us into divine spirit. Becoming silent does not mean to not speak your mind, to let people walk over you, or not stand up for yourself, dignity, or ration card. Being silent means to be silent within, being in the moment where your mind is not an expressway of congestive thoughts, bumper to bumper, and circumventing each other at the same time. You can be in constant communication in the world, but silent within, constantly praying or chanting the Master's name. Bring your 5 senses under your control. Gain your inner power so that your state of mind is controlled by you and not external sources. This control will help begin the transformation process. The transformation process starts from the lower core of our bodies and moves upward into the light, balancing and harmonizing each chakra and its associated element, from the root chakra connected to earth, to the sacral chakra associated with the water element, to the solar plexus chakra associated with the fire element, connecting the heart chakra associated with the air element, thus entering the throat chakra associated with the ether element. This transformation brings you into deeper silence through meditation, calmly accepting all, knowing that all is transitory, and slowly the element of ether or spirit begins to grow, and you become in tune with divine source. Once you merge with source, all knowledge, all power, all radiance, all goodness, and the essence of oneness begins to fill every cell in your body. This is the knowledge of the new world within you, the many cosmos. You then learn that there is a war between truth and untruth. Then your innumerable emotions and desires will cease to have a hold on you, and you will be free to soar like an eagle. You will have true freedom. May you always be blessed. Boat Shen is a branch of Zach Foss organization located in Glacier, Haiti. If you have enjoyed what you have heard, please share this link. Let us all help one another elevate our conscious minds for the betterment of humanity. If you would like to get in contact with us, please send an email to bwadch9@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.